Good morning. A 19-year-old man died yesterday after being stabbed in the car park of the Diana shopping centre in Estepona at around 2:30 p.m. The victim was apparently in the car park when a car stopped next to him and two people got out. It would appear that they stabbed him in the chest, got back into the vehicle and fled. Paramedics were unable to revive the victim, who died at the scene. One witness said that a fight was taking place, while others said it had been a premeditated surprise attack. Another said it was two men, whilst others said it was a light-haired couple, possibly of foreign origin, who fled in a white Mercedes car. A manhunt is underway to find the attackers. The government is scrambling to manage the steady stream of migrants to the Canary Islands from West Africa by opening a second holding camp. The establishment of a second processing centre on Gran Canaria comes amid increasing criticism from local authorities and human rights groups. Officials on the ground said they can't adequately care for the large number of arrivals. The Interior Ministry said the authorities relieved pressure on an overrun makeshift shelter packed with nearly 2,300 migrants by transferring around 200 to a second camp set up on grounds provided by the military. The new camp will be able to hold some 800 people in tents. National police officers have arrested a 34-year-old British man in San Fulgencio in the Torrevieja region, wanted on an international arrest warrant. Despite the man not carrying any identification at the time of his arrest, officers were able to identify him from a tattoo, which matched images provided by the UK authorities. The man is accused of the alleged crimes of injury, death threats and damages after he attacked his ex-wife at a home in Essex. He's likely to serve 15 years in prison if convicted. The Madrid region is pressing the government to allow pharmacies to carry out mass antigen testing for COVID-19. Antigen tests are less precise than the standard PCR tests, but can offer results in just a few minutes. For the conservative Madrid region, which has often locked horns with the left-wing central government on how best to tackle the pandemic, speed makes the antigen tests a key tool. The health ministry said it was evaluating the proposal, but the health emergencies chief Fernando Simon told reporters that the demand raised a lot of concerns, including doubts about the efficacy and legal issues. "We can't envisage that somebody with symptoms would go to a pharmacy to get a test done," Mr. Simon said. "There's a risk that the pharmacy staff could also get contaminated." That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.